So in the sugi of Mechal Yekarna, the Mokar of Shein Veregel, the Brisa presented both Shein Veregel come from a single pasuk. The Shilach is Bi'iru V'Eir B'Stei Acher, the middle of that pasuk. Those two phrases are in the middle of that pasuk. The Shilach U'Bi'iru. The Brisa, the Medrash that the Gemara had quoted, had felt the need to prove the proper definition of the Shilach as Regel, the proper definition of Uvir or Shein, and that the need to prove it had gotten the Gemara thinking about how else could you have interpreted either phrase. You could have imagined that Shein comes in two flavors, Machalia and Lo Machalia. You could have, and maybe only one is Chayiv. You could have thought of Regel coming in two flavors, Shalach Shluchi versus Azla Mela, and potentially only Shalach Shluchi is Chayiv. So the Gemara itself takes up the question of when all the dust settles, and in fact you only have one pasuk for Shein, one pasuk for Regel, so how do you know that all four flavors are Chayiv? And the answer, Gemara says, in both directions is a Hekesh. We learn Shein and Regel appear in the same pasuk, so that's a Hekesh. So from Regel you see that even by Shein, Lo Mechalya is Chayiv as well. From Shein you see that even by Regel, also Memela is Chayiv as well. In other words, it's self-evident that by Shein we don't differentiate between Shalach Shluchi and Azla Mela, and it's self-evident that by Regel we don't differentiate between Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna. That's the Gemara. And then Rishonim would raise two questions and a third as well. So the first question was, how do you define Mechal Yekarna? What do the words mean? What category does it apply to? And that's the debate between Rashi and the Rashi Dimas Leidi V'Idi and the first Tosis on Dav Gimel Amaral. The second question is, why should Mechal Yekarna matter? Shalach Shluchi as a Mela, there's a very obvious reason why it makes sense to differentiate. But Mechal Yekarna, why would I have thought it matters? So that's the second Tosis that on Daf Gimel Aleph, Vahad Mechal Yekarna, where Tosis says clearly, it's because of the pasuk. It's because of the language. It's if you use the word Vashilach, that sounds like only Shalach Shluchi. If you use the word Ubir, it sounds like only Mechal Yekarna, because Vashilach means to send. Ubir means to annihilate self. It's not about, and we understand well, therefore, why at the end of the Gemara, right before the two dots, the Gemara goes on to say, well, let's say I only had used one term, just Vishilach. The Gemara points out that while it's true that Vishilach means Regel, Gemara goes on to bring it right that Vishilach could also mean Shein. Vishen behemos ashalach bam. So the Gemara says, well, why not just have the word Vishilach and it'll be both? It'll include Shein and Regel. That would be Gevaldik. That would be Gevaldik. And the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, well, it's only one pasuk, it only mean one. The Gemara says, no, Shkulenhein. Regel and Shein are equally entitled to be Chayiv, and therefore if you have Oshneim, the Heiminayu Mapkis, which one would you exclude? The Gemara says, you're right, but. You're right that the word Vashilach would have equally implies Shein and Regel, and so precisely balanced. You can't say it's more Shein, it's more Regel. You would have included both, but we would have included both Shein and Regel, but Sakadai Dechamina, right before the two dots. Sakadai Dechamina. Sakadai Dechamina. That Hani Mili Hecha Deshalach Shluchi, but Azna Mameila Lo. Yes, I would include both Shein and Regel, but I would have limited it to Shalach Shluchi, which again makes it pretty clear that the reason why we have this lingering havamina to limit things to Shalach Shluchi is because of the word Vashilach. Because we realize at this point in the Gemara we would have limited both Shein and Regel to Shalach Shluchei. If we learned both Shein and Regel, hypothetically speaking, from the Shilach, we would have limited both of them to Shalach Shluchei. Why? Apparently because of the terminology. Because earlier in the Gemara, when we said, if we learn Shein from Uvir, which we do, then that's the Makar that we don't differentiate, and just like Shein we don't differentiate, so to Regel, and now we're willing to differentiate Shein as well as Regel, Shalach Shluchei versus Azanei. What changed? The answer is, what changed is not Shein, what changed is the Pasuk. So the end of the Gemara certainly is a strong support. The end of the Gemara is a strong support to Tosfos' position on this second issue. Again, that what? Why is it moving from Shalach Shluchei to Mechalei Karna? Tosfos says even by Mechalei Karna, again, Lichter Rachmana v'Shilach Labayu Vir Tosfos Maschel Vaha to Mechalei Karna. The second Tosfos Gimel Rav. In Talmud Lichter Rachmana v'Shilach Labayu Vir, just write v'Shilach. Now, if you would have just written v'Shilach, I would have thought Shalach Shluchei Kedila Kaman, as the Gemara says later. Both Shein and Regel would be limited to Shalach Shluchei if the only source you have is v'Shilach. Now Tosfos says that in the world of Regel, in the world of Shalach Shluchei, excuse me, Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef even apply to the world of Shein, the world of Mechalia Karna. Rashi, the beginning of Idi V'Idi, as well as later on, Ma Regel Lo Shna, says the reason why I would have thought Mechalia Karna is the only chi of Shein, lo mechayer is potter, is because the word uvier sounds like mevayer legamre. And Tog Rashi goes on to say, but regel, lo ksiv be uvier, we don't use the word uvier, and therefore there's no havelina to limit it to mechayer karna. Right? And that's why it's only by Shein we have such a havelina, regel we didn't have such a havelina. Why? It's all about the language. Now when we left off yesterday, was that the end of that first Rashi, he seems to change tune. And he seems to say, if I only had one pasuk for Shein, I would have assumed that it's only Mechal Yakarna, regardless of what term you use. How could that be? Right? If I had the word Vishilach for Shein, I would assume it's only Mechal Yakarna. At the end of Rashi, Dimasla Idi V'Idi, at that point, Rashi seems to be moving in a different direction and saying it's not just about the language. The idea of Mechalei Karna is not merely because, well, the Gemara, the Torah uses the word uvir, it's more than that. Let's take a look in the language of the Rashba. He's the one who gives us an alternative perspective. Take a peek. You have it on your on the bottom of the Mamakama sheets, or you have a Rashba with you. Diva Maschel Shein. If you're looking in the Rashbin side, if you're using the Masada Rukh edition, it's the end of Amud Yud Beis. Either way, it's Diva Maschel Shein. Shein de la Mechaya Karna Minolan. How do you know that Shein is Chai Viva la Mechaya Karna? Do me the regal, because after all, by regal we don't differentiate. Kashali vehechab shitale biregal la Mechaya Karna temi Shein. The Rashba asks the question directly. Well, who told you that by regal we don't? Why is that a given? Regel is a given that we can learn to Shein. If it's a good, why not say, well, maybe you're always limited to Mechalei Karna. Maybe the Torah is only Mechayev by Mechalei Karna. Apparently by Regel it's clear. By Regel it's a given, we don't differentiate. Why? So again, Rashi had said later, and Tosfos had implied in the other direction about Regel, that's, well, because of the language. Because by Shein we use the word uvir, by regel we didn't use the word uvir. But the Rashba says something else. Yesh lomar destam regel eino mechalel darasu mekalkel. He doesn't say, well, because the word we're using for regel is v'shilach, so there's no implication from the language. He says, no. It's not just about the language. He says, because there's no reason to assume fundamentally, think about it, it's not about the language, it's about the case itself. If the Torah tells me that I'm chayev for my animal, for the results, the injurious results of my animal trampling, and the Torah tells me that I'm responsible for the injurious results of my animal chomping, regel and shein. So what the Rashba just said is, well, your standard case of regel isn't mechalei karna. Your standard case of regel
when it grinds it into the dirt and it's totally gone. No. I had a pile of gorgeous grapes, and your goat came running through my backyard, bounded in and out of my crate of grapes, and now they're mushed. Are they gone? No. But they're not going to sell for as much as they would have sold before. They're not pristine. They're sort of mushy. They got crushed a little bit. They're not gone. We can still eat them. The material's still there. Nothing's disappeared. This is regel, not chain. So he says, I would never have assumed that when the Torah says regel, I'm limited to mechal ikarina. Why? Forget about the language, because that's the case of regel. Remember, the whole yesod of everything we've been thinking about for the opening daf of the Masechta is how do you expand, how do you look at the cases in Chumash as examples of more general categories? So we could talk about, you look at a given case, it has certain qualities, which ones do we care about, do we not care about? Right? We don't care about the fact that it's using a Karen, do we care about? But the Rashi says you also have to look at which qualities don't appear in those cases. The case of Regel is a category, but the original case of Regel is trampling. The original case of Regel is not Mechal Yekarna. Eish could be Mechal Yekarna. Bar probably wouldn't be Mechal Yekarna. Shein usually is Mechal Yekarna. Regel is not Mechal Yekarna. I mean, occasionally it is, but your standard case of Regel is not Mechal Yekarna. So the original case is not Mechal Yekarna. So I would never have limited it that way. Whereas by Shein, let's take the Rashba and run with it, he doesn't have to give you the other half of the sentence. Whereas by Shein, your classic case of Shein is eating. It is Mechal Yekarna. So that's a good question. In other words, what the Gemara really is grappling with here is which qualities, which aspects of the example cases in Chumash are relevant and which are just coincidental aspects of that particular case but irrelevant. So again, the fact that my animal went into someone else's sada as opposed to someone else's bias, that's irrelevant. The fact that the animal used its tooth as opposed to its shoulder is irrelevant. How about the fact that when an animal eats, it destroys it entirely? Ah, that's a good question. Is that relevant? That's the case that the Torah gave. Is the animal ate? Mechal Yekarna. I don't know, so that's a good question. Is that a relevant detail or is that an irrelevant detail? Is it like use of a tooth? Or is it like Yesh Hanala Hezekah? That's taka, a good question. And that's what the Gemara is grappling with. But the Rashba says, it's not just that we use the word uvir. That's the case the Torah is describing. Eating something is Mechal Yekarna. But trampling on something is usually not Mechal Yekarna. So even if I would have learned regel from uvir, hypothetically speaking, I never would have assumed that regel is limited to Mechal Yekarna because the original case of regel is not Mechal Yekarna. Okay. The Rashba The end of the Gemara is not talking about Mechal Yekarna. The end of the Gemara is talking about Shalach Shluche. Because the end of the Gemara is using the word Veshilach, not the word Ubir. We don't have any source to indicate that Ubir could mean Regel, only Shein. And maybe that's because Ubir does imply Kiloi, and you wouldn't use that by Regel, perhaps. Either way, we don't have a source for Ubir to mean Regel. Therefore, the Gemara never asked about it. The Gemara did ask about, at the end of the Gemara, by using Veshilach for both. What the Rashba says about Mechal Yekarna may or may not be relevant to Azla Memela. Would you say that your typical case of Shein is not Azla Memela? No. Your typical case of Regel is Azla Memela? No. I don't know. It's a harder... I'm not sure that the svar is in play in either direction. So the Rashba might well agree. The Rashba might well agree that that by the idea of Shalach Shluche versus Azla Mela, I mean, why I could differentiate? Okay, that's a pretty natural differentiation. Shalach Shluche is
I'm more liable if I actually sent the animal out, but why would I have, but I have no reason to assume that that's the case in Chumash. The reason to assume that Shalach Shluchei is relevant, that probably is because of the language. But Mechalei Karen of the Rajva says, it's more than merely language, it's actually what the case of Shein is. While it's not the case what Regel is, it's much more inherent and fundamental to the case. And then the Rajva says, this idea I just pointed out to you, that the concept of Mechalei Karen goes to the heart of what Shein is versus what Regel is, so that might also help me to answer a third question. But before we see the Rajva answer the third question, let's see it in Tosis. Because the first Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph was the first question Rishon were raising. What does Mechalei Karen mean? How do you define it? Is it Achel HaShachas? Is it the thin for Paris Anasa? The second Tosis, V'hadim Mechalei Karen, deals with the second question, which is, why would I have assumed that Mechalei Karen is relevant? And again, Tosis says, or why would I have assumed that Shalach Shluchei is relevant? Both. Tosis v'ha implies that both of them have to do with language. Ketosis implies if I wouldn't have used the word ubir, I would not have differentiated between Mechalei Karen and Mechalei Karen. But then I would have differentiated between Shalach Shluchei and Azamel. So I take back what I said before. Tosis clearly is applying it across the board. Both Mechalei Karen and Shalach Shluchei is because of the language, the way Rashi says also most of the time. But the end of Idi V'Idi in Rashi lines up with what the Rajba said, that Mechalei Karen is more than merely language. That actually is an aspect of a typical Shein case, but not an aspect of a typical Regel case. And then there's the third problem that Rishon raised, and that is, conveniently, the third Tosis. But first, a question on this.
How did Rashi change? Rashi originally was talking about that it's about language, that Mashiach is Mashiach lo Machayach, and Beer is Mashiach.
Right, so the fact that there's a stira in Rashi, the fact that there's a stira in Rashi, so I think I mentioned just that, at least Shita Mekubetz says, raise the possibility that what we have here is Rashi wrote his parish and then re-edited his parish.
Where do we see the stira?
Because the beginning of Idi V'Idi, and then again Ma Regel and Ma Shein, Rashi is implying that the reason why I would limit to Mechalei Karen, the reason I limit to Shalach Shluchei, it's all about because I'm using the word Ubir. I use the word Ubir, Ubir sounds like Mechalei Karen. And he says, that says, Tavi V'Idi V'Idi, the second narrow line. Ubir haidohech mechalei karen. Why? De mashma ubir shemavar lagami. The reason why I'm limited to mechalei karen is because that's what the word means. It's language driven. And then again he says it. Ma regal, the next year masal, he says, regal, we don't differentiate mechalei karen. Why not? Why? The halok sibbe ubir. The reason why regal is different is because it's different language. It's not about the case. Right? But this end of Rashi, where he gets a little bit un-Rashi-like and starts raising a kasha, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger gets busy. So that kasha, his terrors to that kasha, why he essentially asks. Yes, why couldn't they have just one pasuk to indicate lo mechalia? Why do you need two pasukim? Right? So his answer is, oh, because if I've had either pasuk, I would have assumed that it's only talking about mechalia karna. Whether that one pasuk would be mashilach or uviya. So it's not merely a question of language, something more, but the case of Shane itself. So at that point, that's what I was saying, that at that point Rashi sounds like he's entered Rajba land. He shifted gears. But how do you shift? This is either earlier or later version of Rashi. Okay, so maybe it's like a chunk of an earlier version of Rashi. Rashi changed his mind, but somehow some sofer reinserted something from the Mahadura Kama of Rashi. Okay, you find it in Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam. If you learn Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam with Rav Kafach's edition, the Masada Rav Kook edition, so he, Rav Kafach, was a gadol of Taimani Jewry in the previous generation. He was incredibly involved in Rambam. So much so that the group of Taimanim that he He was the manhigav. They're very, very, the Dardim, very Rambam focused. And he had like, so he had like learned all of Masada, all of Perish Mishnayos in the original Arabic with his grandfather. Seems like multiple times. He had like a lot of Masoros from his grandfather. See, he did Rav Kapha, that's a fascinating man. When he was a Talmud of Rav Kook in Merkaz Arav, before it was called Merkaz Arav, while Rav Kook was alive, Yeshiva Merkazit, he describes in his diary that Rav Kook had this very, very robust, elaborate Machshava syllabus that he had crafted. 10 different categories of Sefer Machshava that the fellow boys were going to learn over the course of years in Yeshiva. And in the old days, it was Rav Kook was sitting around in a circle with Talmidim teaching. You could sit, hear Rav Kook teach Kuzri. You could hear Rav Kook teach Mor Devuchim. You could hear Rav Kook teach Munus of this. All three of those Svarim were written in the original, were written in Arabic originally. We read them, most of us read them in translation. So Rav Kafach writes that he was in the circle of Talmidim, and it was his job to follow along the original Arabic and raise his hand and point out whenever there was a divergence between the Arabic and the Hebrew translation. I think that's what got him interested in this whole question of the quality of translation. So he did his own translation of the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos, as well as many other Arabic farms. You see in the introduction that Rav Kafach, he almost had the feeling that he knew the Rambam, the man, in some ways better than the Rambam might have known himself. Rav Kafach worked out from different, like, detailed, like, indications here and there throughout the Perush Mishnayos, he worked out how the Rambam sat when he was writing the Perush Mishnayos. He proves that the Rambam was massive rather than sitting up while he was writing Perush Mishnayos. And he also worked out not only which side he was massive on, but which direction he was facing. I don't know if it was north or east. Mamish tzav latzav kav l'kav. Because there's like a line here and a line there. And you sort of work it out. Where the Rambam was, how the Rambam sat when he was drawing the drawings of Perush Mishnayos. And he learned over years, Rav Kafa became sensitive to how the Rambam's handwriting evolved over time. Most people's handwriting, I think, evolves. Your handwriting when you're 50 is going to be different than your handwriting when you're 20. Even back in the days when people used to be meticulous about their handwriting. When handwriting was something that was taught in school once upon a time. People used to write in cursive. I've never heard of such things.
We learned it. Now we're forced to write it for the rest of the year. And then never use it again.
There you go. The Rambam did have a script in which he wrote, and it evolved over time. And Rav Kafach, over time, learned to be able to not only recognize Rambam's handwriting, but figure out if this is when he was early 20s, this is when he's late 20s, early 30s. And he demonstrates that the Rambam edited his Perush, that we knew. He demonstrated the Rambam went through four versions of his Perush. Madur number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we have manuscripts in the Rambam's own hand of the Perush HaMishnayos, so you can see the changes that he's making over time. So Rav Kafach, in the running footnotes under the Perush HaMishnayos, will sometimes say, in the Madur Kama, Madurs 1 and 2, the Rambam wrote this, but then Madur, from the third Madur, he changed it to that. So you can watch, I think we spoke this earlier in the year, in the near the end of the first parak of Psachim, the second half of the first parak of Psachim, the Rambam, he documents when the Rambam changed his mind about whether Kherei Kecholol is only a metal kalim or all kalim except for Kheres. The Rambam was younger, he agreed with the approach of Rashi and Tosis, only metal, and he documents when he edited the Perush HaMishnayos to reflect his change of opinion, and Mishneh Torah, which he wrote later in life, so that follows the later versions of the Perush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam is most famous for this sort of editing, but we have other Rishonim certainly we know who edited as well. The Ravid will in different Svarim, will change opinions for what he had written in the earlier Svarim. The Ritva, on many Masechtas, has more than one Mahadura. Sometimes we have more than one Mahadura. And Rashi also. There's more than one Mahadura. We usually don't get to see the earlier Mahadura of Rashi. Sometimes you get to see it in Rashi on the Rif. But when you turn to the Rif, there's a Rashi on the side. But Rashi didn't write a Perush on the Rif. Rashi and the Rif were roughly contemporary. Someone, later, I don't know who, took Rashi on Gemara and just clipped out, copy and pasted because the riff is an abridged version of the Gemara. So someone took the lines of Rashi that correspond to lines of Gemara that made into the riff and put them together into a Pirush Rashi al Harif. Every once in a while, there's a difference between Pirush Rashi al Harif and our Rashi. And it's usually assumed that that's because whoever was malakate Rashi on Rif was working with an earlier version of Rashi. So every once in a while, you'll find a stira, and what that means usually is that Rashi changed his mind. And the earlier version of Rashi when he was younger is preserved in the Rashi on the Rif. And the later version of Rashi, that he, his maskana, as he grew older, is what we have on the side of the Gemara. So I actually did look. I looked yesterday at the Rif, but unfortunately there's no Rashi on this line that makes it into the Pirush Rashi Rif, so we don't have access there. But yeah, again, so Rashi does see, in this Rashi we have sort of like rare interpolation, a chunk of Rashi's earlier approach. Rashi's early approach was not language driven. There's more to Mahayakara than just the word ubir. What does that mean? I think what it means is that Rashi Bialduso held like the Rashba held. And then as he grew older, he learned the sugya again, and he had a change of heart. He said, "Man, no longer convinced that's the pshat," and he moved to what he writes before and after, and what the Tosas writes as well, and what the Nemuka Yosef writes as well. Okay, so that was that second issue. Why would I differentiate Mechalia Karna and Mechalia Karna? Is it a question of language, or is it more? And then there's a third question. You know, the Gemara said, Lamaisa, I have the Shilach, that means Regal. Lamaisa, I have Uvir, and that means Shein. I'm glad to take more questions after. So, why don't we just keep just Regal, Shalach, Shluchin, just Shein, Mechali Karna? Taka, we don't have two Psukim for Shein. If we would have two Psukim for Shein, it would have told me both types of Shein. If we would have two Psukim for Regal, it would tell me both types of Regal. But I don't! Like, that's the Gemara's question. Such a good Havamina, what's the Maskana? Well, I say I don't have two psukim for regal. I do not have two psukim for shein. So how do I know to expand shein? How do I know to expand regal? What's the Gemara answer? Hekish. Make a hekish. Well, if regal we don't differentiate, then shein we don't differentiate. If shein we don't differentiate, then regal we don't differentiate. Right? So Tosa says, one second. Marker, perchance. Oof. Okay. Our starting assumption would be, and we already explained why we might assume that, because of the case itself and because of the language, but either way, our starting assumption would be, regal I would have assumed Mechalia lo Mechalia both times. Shein I would have assumed only Mechalia tzchak. Right? And the same is true in reverse for Azlameo. So the Gemara said, well, I make a hekesh. Why? Because Shein and Regal are in the same pasuk, and therefore they have the same din. And therefore, what same din is that? So the Gemara said, you're chayiv by both. You're chayiv both Mechaya and Lamechaya by both Shein and Regal. Tosa says, there's another way I could have made that hekesh. I could have said, just like Shein is limited to Mechalia, so too is Regel limited to Mechalia. They're equal, but are they equally one or equally two? Why are we assuming Lahachamir? Why not assume Lahakam? We Lamaisa expand the Chiyuv by Shein. Why not shrink the Chiyuv by Regel? That's the third question that we showed him raised. How do we know which way to run the Hekesh? The Hekesh just tells me both Shein and Regal are the same. But why does that tell me expand Shein the way Regal is expanded? Why is it Adarabba? Shein is only Mechalia Karna. Make a Hekesh, Regal also only Mechalia Karna. I wouldn't have guessed it. Okay, but now I know. I have the Hekesh. The Hekesh is Mechalish. So Tosa, and the same is true in both directions. The Tosa said, why do I know to say the regals even Azul and Ela, just like Shein? The Adarabba. Now that I know the regals are only Shalach Shluche, Shein is also only Shalach Shluche. I could expand, use the Hekesh to expand, use the Hekesh to contract. So Tosa says, that's sort of strange. Again, the third Tosa, third Kasha, third Tosa. Dumi is a regel. We compare Shein to regel, and therefore Shein is also expanded to Lo Mechalei Karna. Tomar, name it. Why not say it the other way around? Regel Dumi to Shein. Now, Tosis point, the truth is, this is such a good question, it comes up other places in the Shas too. Whenever you make a Hekesh, not whenever, but often when you make a Hekesh, you're going to have this sort of scenario. I have two Dim in the same Pasuk, so should I would have assumed that A is more Chamer and B is more Kal, and now A and B are in the same Pasuk. So now what? Should I assume that B is also more Chamer, or should I assume that A is also more Kal? But if I'm equating the two, which one is fixed and which one pivots? So the Gemara tells us elsewhere, the rule is lechumra makshina. Make a hekesh lechumra. That yoda, which way the hekesh should go, should be machmer here and makel there. Machmer here and makel there. Which way should we go? Machmer. Tosa says, yeah. Hani mili bi isura, ava bimamona lo. Tosa says, yeah, we say makshin lechumra usually, because usually, why? Because if you don't know what the din should be, you're dealing with a doraisa, obviously making hekesh, tukim, doraisa, so stop with doraisa lechumra. So Tosa says, I know the Gemara says lechumra makshinan, that's because safik doraisa lechumra. But Tosa says, but that's not true here. Hani mili bi isura avla b'mamona lo. Yeah, if you're dealing with chilul Shabbos, you're dealing with kashrus, and you're dealing with isura iser v'heter. So we say safek d'raisa l'chumra. But this isn't iser v'heter. This is dinei mamonas. If I'm not sure whether you have to pay for the damage your animal did or not, can we say safek d'raisa l'chumra? Absolutely not. We say amotzi mechavera of haraya. We say safek mamona l'kula. Ah, one second. So he says, here we should have said makshinan l'kula. I don't know whether to say that shein is chayiv in by law mechalei karna, or run the hekesh the other way and say regel is potter by law mechalei karna. I don't know which way to do the hekesh. So Tosa says, why don't we be makash l'kula after all the dini mamonis? Why should I assume you should have to pay more for your animal? It's only a suffix. And Tosas comes to a remarkable answer. Rabbi Yonatan Tam says it in a line. Line and a half. Half a line. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this topic. But it's mamish. It's a Rabbi Kivega has a truth about this. Rabbi Yonatan Tam says it. Mamish. Mida hi ba Torah. Well, that's a mida in the Torah. Loshna bi isura, loshna bi mamona. That's a midah in the Torah. It doesn't matter whether it's Isser or Mamon. What does that mean? It's a midah in the Torah.
Who says
that? Rabbi Tam, the Tosis. Do me the regal. Rabbi Tam says, no, midah hi batorah. What do you mean midah hi batorah? So Kivager has a beautiful tshuva. I can pass her. I don't have all the copies here, but I have copies downstairs. In Chelek Shlishi of the tshuva, Simon Yud Zayin. He has a tshuva to his relative Mayor Weil, who lived in Berlin. I saw Rabbi Stephen Weil last night. I asked him whether they're related or not. So he said his Weil family had been in a different part of Germany for 350 years, and he thinks it's unlikely, but it's always possible.
Is that the
Mahari Weil? No, Mahari Weil is a late Rishon. Mahari Weil goes back to the 1400s. This is probably from the 1700s, 1800s. So Rav Meir Weil had a debate with Rabbi Kiva Eger about this point. Rabbi Kiva Eger demonstrated from this Tosis and from elsewhere, it's not Safik Daraisa L'chumra. What Rabbi Yonatan is saying, what does Mida Hi Batorah mean? Mida as in Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Bahem. That's the way Hekesh works. There are rules for how you make drushes. Like in Zvachim, there are a lot of rules, Lamed Min Allah made, and so on and so forth. The limitations in how you do Hekesh. So Rabbi Tam says here, and Rabbi Yeager expands, and Rabbi Yosef Engel expands to other sugyas also. For instance, when we say Zachar V'Shamar, Rabbi Yager points out, we say Zachar V'Shamar, women are chayiv in Kiddush, even though it's Mitzvah Grama, the same way they're chayiv in Shamar. Rabbi Yager demonstrates it's not a suffix. It's not, we maybe want to say the other way around, just like they're putter from Kiddush, they're allowed to do malacha. So we don't say, so we can't demonstrate that's not suffered the rice of the chumra. We can't allow the women to do malacha. We can't allow women to not say Kiddush. No. He demonstrates from other Gemaras as well. It's a vadai. That's the rule. That's how Hekesh works. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, each one has its own rules and regulations. Just like there's a rule of, there's a Midah of Kal Vachomer, and we saw earlier in learning Bava Kama, one of the details of Kal Vachomer is Dayo. It's a specific detail on how you do Kal Vachomer. So there's a Midah of Hekesh, and one of the details of Hekesh is Lachomer Makshina. It's not misafik. It's a rule. That's the way Hekesh works with Torah's Vadai. See, even the world of Isra Heter, it's going to be Bevadai, not misafik. And Rabbi Kiveger expands on that. You can take a look in the Tshuva. And, looks like our time is short. And Rabbi Yotam is saying, that's why L'chura Makshinin applies even in Dini Mamanis. But it's not an application of Safik derives from L'chumra. With the application of just misafik, we have to imachmer, we wouldn't say it by mamon. But the time says, no, midah hi b'torah, that's the way this midah shadrash reshetan works. Bevadai, is the way Hekesh is supposed to work, is l'chumr. There may be Kabbalistic implications to this that relate to Prima Gadim that we'll take a look at later on the Amud, but not for now. But let's finally wrap up by pointing at this third, because chumra and kula, tarsh l'ksat, tarsh l'pech, chesed gvur, and actually there's a lot going on here. We will be able to talk about that next week when we get to the sugya of bar, which is more Kabbalistic, apparently, than Shein Rego. I'm actually serious, not about the last point, but the rest of it. Rashba, though, it should be noted, answers this third question as well with his yisod. Because he says, he gives two answers. I think his second answer is Tosfos, midahi batorah. He's not as clear about it, but he probably means that. And that would answer one half of the question. But his first answer, he points out, you can answer this question at least halfway. The question of why not run the Hekesh the other way? He says, what do you mean run the Hekesh the other way? See, that what? That I should have been makel and said that even regel is only mechal yikarna. That's absurd. Regel is only mechal yikarna. Normal regel is not mechal yikarna. The same yesod he used to explain why we would differentiate naturally to Mechalikar, not Mechalikar, but Shein, not by Regal, not one that explains the earlier stage of the Gemara. But he says also, that's why we can't be makish, oh, let's limit Regal to just Mechalikar. That's not an option. Because normally Regal is not Mechalikar. When you trample, you're not Mechala. You're just ruining, but you're not destroying. So he says, that's the first answer to Tosis's question. It wouldn't have even made any sense to make such a Hekesh. Then he says, but oh, and another answer, that other answer that he's giving uses different language. He probably is referring to Tosis's answer as well. And you probably need Tosis's answer, even for the Rashba, to explain why we don't say Makshin the faith in the other direction. Why not make a Hekesh to limit Shein to Shalach Shluchi? They could. It's not unnatural. But at that point, you have to give Tosis's answer, Midah hi batorah. But in terms of why not limit regal to Mechal HaKarna, that Rashba says, now that I gave this svara, the natural case of Shein is Mechal HaKarna, but the natural case of regal is not. So the whole discussion comes up only by Shein, but not by regal. We never would have run this. So again, what we saw is three, in the course of the Gemara's analysis of this brisa, the sources for Shein v'regal, the Gemara itself raises certain questions, and the Rishonim want to know, A, what is Mechal Yekarna? B, why would I naturally differentiate between Mechal Yekarna, not Mechal Yekarna by Shein? And the corollary, which the Nemuka Yosef stresses, is, and why would I not have differentiated that way by Regel? Why is it coming up by Shein? Why is it coming up uniquely by Shein? Two answers to that. And finally, the third question, which we just dealt with, is why we assume that you run the Hekesh L'chumra and not L'kula? For Rabbeinu Tam, it's because Midah hi b'torah, that's the way Hekesh works, b'vadai. The Rashba adds, at least in one direction, I don't even need to get so fancy in terms of why Mechalia, we expand Lo Mechalia instead of expanding Mechalia. Says that's just because to limit Regal to Lo Mechalia Karna is, in and of itself, on its face, a not a tenable way to go.